You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 27th of October 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, we've got some transgender craziness to look at today, more unintended consequences of promoting transgenderism. I'm sure for most people these are unintended consequences, but of course there will be others who are fully intending this sort of thing to happen because it weakens us as a nation and it sows confusion and it makes life more easy for them to get policies past the rest of us that normally we would resist because people don't want to appear to be transphobic, and it also prevents people from uniting together on based on ethnicity. We're told that things such as homosexual rights are more important, things such as feminism are more important. I mean, everything really does seem to me as if it's based around trying to put people off, but put white people off from forming groups based around their heritage. But there's three news stories I want to get into today, which show these crazy results that have come about from promoting transgenderism. We'll see if we can fit all of them into the show. Oxfam has bowed to the transgender lobby by withdrawing a children's bingo game celebrating inspirational women from sale in its stores and online. I wonder why that could be. Could it be because they've put some inspirational women like the woman that won the World Cycling Championships, who actually turned out to be a man, or the New Zealand entrant into the weightlifting in the Olympics this year that was also originally a man, still biologically a man when they took part? Well, no, it wasn't quite that bad. One feminist said Wonder Woman Bingo may have become a target for activists because it featured Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who has been attacked for questioning the idea that trans women are identical to biological women. And of course, trans women are not identical to biological women. Trans women have different chromosomes. They have a different bone structure. They may or they will have originally had different genitalia. They may have plastic surgery to create an imitation genitalia, but that doesn't mean that they are identical to biological women. And it is bizarre that J.K. Rowling has now been cancelled, considering she was such a liberal progressive. But like all of these things, that the left promote these ideas, and then they realise just how far they've gone, and somebody speaks up, and then they become on the receiving end of the cancelling and the bigotry that we are accused of. I mean, bigotry is refusing to listen to another person's point of view. And clearly, the people that have gone after J.K. Rowling are saying she should not be allowed to say her point of view. It should not be allowed to be heard. It's the same when we have these feminist professors that say that trans women are not the same as biological women, and they get cancelled at universities, and they have to have police protection because they might be physically attacked just for pointing out biological reality. So that's one rather unfortunate person that was put on this inspirational women bingo. Although why that prevents J.K. Rowling from being an inspirational woman, I don't know, because she is a best-selling author. Surely that is inspirational enough, isn't it? The game, which sold for £14.99, uses pictures of 48 famous women, rather than numbers on cards that are matched with tokens showing the same female figures, including Jane Austen, US civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks, climate change activist Greta Thunberg, and Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai. But in an email last week, the charity told staff, "We have taken the decision to withdraw the product Wonder Women Bingo, as it has been brought to our attention that it is not in line with Oxfam's values." J.K. Rowling is not in line with Oxfam's values, but it's not just J.K. Rowling on there, apparently. Oxfam, which campaigns to end poverty and improve women's rights, told the Mail on Sunday it had cleared the game from its shelves after transgender staff complained about it. So, do we have equality in this country or do we not? I would suggest that we don't. If anybody else had complained about it, nothing would have been done about it. But because it was a transgender that complained about it, it has to get removed. What happened to tolerance? What happened to being tolerant of other people for having a different point of view? Of course, the liberal progressives will say, oh, yes, well, we're still tolerant. We tolerate all different views in society, apart from views on gender, views on religion, views on race. These are all forbidden. These are all taboo subjects that we are not allowed to talk about. And just compare that with the fact that we like to promote Western democracies as being upholders of free speech throughout the world. In China, you're not allowed to criticize the government, but that's all. They don't have nebulous speech laws that can be used to silence people talking about the effects of government policies or talking about race or talking about religion. They just have a law you're not allowed to criticize the government, and they're quite open about it. What we do is we have these laws which prevent us from criticizing government policy, and then we claim that these laws are in actual fact there to prevent violence against minorities. But really, it's a deflection. It's an attempt to portray the people that are criticizing the policies as if they are really just trying to incite hate against minorities. But of course, how would that solve any problems, hating minorities? It wouldn't. But if you are criticizing government policy, clearly you're trying to encourage people to enact peaceful democratic change with that policy. So that there is a purpose to doing that, but there is no purpose to inciting hate, whether it's against racial minorities or transgender minorities. It added, "We took the decision to remove the game from sale following concerns raised by trans and non-binary colleagues who told us it didn't live up to our commitment to respect people of all genders." So they're claiming that this was offensive to all women by putting J.K. Rowling on there. Women criticised the decision, including Labour MP Rosie Duffield, who decided not to attend her party conference last month after receiving threats from trans activists for insisting that only women have a cervix. Isn't that correct with the language as well? Isn't the word woman supposed to be two words put together? Womb and man? Is it not a man with a womb is a woman? Isn't that what the cervix is? Well, apparently not. So it's crimes against language here as well. Rosie Duffield said, "I am disappointed Oxfam considers taking a political view of gender identity politics more important than raising as much money as possible for those most in need. The track record of some charities with regards to women's rights has been far from good, and discriminating against some women due to their beliefs will do nothing to repair that." And that's what this is, isn't it? It's discriminating against people for their beliefs, something which is not supposed to happen in a democracy. And she was genuinely fearful that she might be physically attacked if she actually went to the Labour Party conference. And I'm not surprised. Remember, last week we had a former Labour Party MP who has been found guilty of threatening to throw acid in somebody's face. I mean, these left-wing progressives, Antifa types, they get very violent. They believe in violence. They believe that they have the right to violently attack people who have different opinions to themselves. Feminist campaigner Julie Bindle suggested the game may have been ditched because it includes Rowling and fellow author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, who has challenged the transgender belief that there is no difference between trans and biological women. So that's two of them in this game that have had to be removed. I mean, what's that? 20% of the women that are on the cover here? And really, they're trying to silence the majority view on this. And this is the way that they change deep-seated traditions, isn't it? They will just promote it in the media as if everybody goes along with this, everybody agrees with this, there's lots of public pressure to do something, and in actual fact, there will be very little public pressure. This is the sort of thing that was done to promote gay marriage. David Cameron never campaigned on a platform of bringing in gay marriage. Once the Conservatives were voted in, he just suddenly announced he was doing it. All these Western liberal democracies around the world did the same, as if somebody had ordered them that they had to do this. And all the media and the newspapers around the world talked as if everybody wanted this. This was going to be a wonderful thing. But of course, it means completely redefining what the word marriage means, a tradition that we've had for thousands of years. And now they're doing the same with gender. They're trying to completely redefine gender as if it is something that you can just choose. I mean, you can choose to present yourself as the opposite gender, but everybody else should not be bound by law to refer to you as the opposite gender. What would happen if you got murdered and a forensic detective was trying to work out the gender of the body of the person that had been murdered, and they said, well, this was a man. Would that then be against the law because the person was presenting as a woman during life? And the fact of the matter is that people can make cosmetic changes to their bodies. People can take the opposite gender's hormones, but they can't actually change the fundamental biology of who they were born as. Miss Bindle also suspects Oxfam feared a backlash because Canadian actor Elliot Page, who now identifies as a transgender guy, is pictured in the same game as Ellen Page, having been born a girl. So they also have one of these Wonder Women that has now actually changed into a transgender man. I mean, we've got a lot of confusion and conflict going on here, haven't we, amongst the feminists and the progressives. And it's quite bizarre that they've got one person on here who is in the same game is presenting as a male and is also presenting as a female. And this is being put across as being a wonderful thing. It's not a wonderful thing to be confused about your gender. It's gender dysphoria. It must be an awful thing to feel as if your body is not your own and you're actually a different gender and you've been born into the wrong body. It must be absolutely terrible. This is why we say it would be much better to try and get people to actually be happy in the body they are in, rather than encourage them to believe that they can actually change it when they can't, and when they can't, to force everybody else to pretend that they actually have. It's when they realise things like this that they end up getting suicidal. When they realise that actually they can't change. And, you know, we've had a high suicide rate up until now when children weren't told that they could actually change their gender. But now we're telling children that they can change their gender and putting them on a pathway to surgery. I think we're going to have a much higher suicide rate now because of that, because these children have been told that they could actually change gender and they're going to realise that actually they can't. And by the time they realise actually they can't, they would have done a lot of damage to their bodies. And I'm so pleased that Vladimir Putin has been speaking out about this recently and how it's really a crime against humanity to be doing this to our children. Miss Bindle added, yet again, trans ideology that's captured so much of society has prevailed over women's rights and women's experience. Oxfam should be ashamed of themselves. They were so lax in dealing with men who were accused of sexually exploiting vulnerable girls and women yet they rush to remove a game celebrating women. And really, they should be celebrating the fact that there are different opinions, surely. We don't all want to have the same opinion. In April, a female aid worker quit Oxfam over its toxic culture and said it ignored her sexual harassment claims. Staff were also exposed in sexual misconduct scandals in Haiti and Africa. So it is rather hypocritical of Oxfam to be doing this and pretending to be paragons of moral virtue here. Danny Sriskandaraja, the chief executive brought in to clean up Oxfam, was accused of covering up a sex scandal whilst he was boss of the Royal Commonwealth Society, which he denies. Lawrence King Publishing, which created the game, said it supported the LGBT community, adding Wonder Women Bingo was released 18 months prior to Elliot Page's transition. So it looks like the real reason for this was that one of their Wonder Women decided that they were going to be a man. But why don't Oxfam support the whole community? Why do they have to support the LGBT community at the expense of everybody who is not LGBT? Why don't they just say, well, we like to present a plurality of opinion and we like to celebrate the fact that people do have different opinions and we tolerate each other's different opinions? It's madness to be promoting this sort of thing as being good, to just be cancelling people and pulling things off the shelves because it presents people with a different opinion on there. Lawrence King Publishing said as soon as his transition became public knowledge, that's Elliot Page, who before that was a she, we commissioned a replacement. We offered Oxfam the updated product. So what was the updated product, I wonder? Did it actually have her as a him on there and then they were calling them Wonder Women? Or did they replace them perhaps with one of these others? But that's three of them on there that apparently the LGBT community were not happy with. Well, as I say, we've got another transgender news story here. Secretary Priti Patel has ordered woke police forces to stop recording offences by trans women in female crime statistics. And this is something I hadn't really thought about because there really aren't that many transgenders out there. We used to call them trannies, transvestites. Now we call them transgenders. Even Eddie Izzard is now identifying as a transgender instead of a transvestite. But because they're really aren't that many of them out there, you wouldn't have thought that they would really have that much of an effect on crime figures. And also you would think that if they're presenting as women, they're not really going to be very violent. They're just not really going to cause that much trouble, I wouldn't have thought. But apparently they have skewed the crime statistics. And I guess you can also say that 99% of crime is really carried out by men, and only about 1% is carried out by women if you go by the prison population. And of course, we look at that and we say, well, that's because men are more likely to commit crime. But when we look at figures like that and it involves race, we say, oh, well, this difference must be down to white people being racist. It can't possibly be due to different races having a different crime statistics associated with them, the same as different genders have different crime statistics associated with them. Well, Home Office officials are now working with police forces on a new procedure for officers to record the sex of criminals to ensure crime statistics are more accurate. But isn't this transphobic, though? Isn't this transphobic to be claiming that this criminal that presents as a woman is actually a man? I can see that there could be legal challenges to this. The ban follows cases where violent and sexual offences by men who call themselves female were recorded as being committed by women, prompting concerns that the practice is warping official data. Earlier this year, the Mail on Sunday highlighted the case of Zoe Watts, who was jailed for a string of offences, including building an improvised bomb. Watts was born male, but identifies as a woman. So I guess this would also skew the trends if they were to say, well, these are the sort of crimes that women get involved in, and then you've got men carrying out crimes that women don't traditionally get involved in, then it's going to skew that side of things as well as increasing the number of women that are supposedly committing these crimes. Lincolnshire police recorded the crimes as being committed by a woman, meaning they will appear in national female crime figures. But research suggests that statistics on traditionally male crimes such as rape are being skewed because of current practice. But we were told recently that it was impossible for transgenders to rape anyone when the bisexual lad raped the white girl in the school unisex toilets the other week. The parent-teacher association had been saying that this just doesn't happen. It's impossible for transgenders to commit rape. And yet here we have figures of rape which has been carried out by transgenders, actually males presenting as females, quite a number of them in fact. In law, only a male can commit rape, but analysis by Professor Alice Sullivan of University College London shows that between 2012 and 2018, a total of 436 people prosecuted for rape were recorded as women. 436. So that's rather a difference, 436 people prosecuted for it and being told that this is just a crime that doesn't happen. It's impossible. The Home Office confirmed that police forces are to be given new instructions on recording the sex of criminals more accurately. But how is that going to tie in with these instructions that people reaffirm the gender that somebody is presenting with? Because there have been court cases against people for doing so-called dead naming, where you refer to somebody who is presenting as a transgender and you refer to them by the name that they had before, or by referring to them as male when they're presenting as female. There have been court cases against this. So how is it that the Home Office are going to be able to get the police forces to do this? Because they're effectively saying to them to break the law, aren't they? The change was revealed in an official response to feminist campaigners calling for an overhaul of the rules. So, I mean, this again, it really highlights the confusion that there is here, that this neurosis where we're being told, we're being given opposite instructions all the time. We're being told things that conflict. We're told that race doesn't exist. It's just a social construct. And yet we're also told that we need to have diversity quotas and we need to have race-based policies to increase the life outcomes of different races. We're being told that we have to reaffirm whatever gender a person presents as. And yet at the same time, the police are being told that they have to put down that it's actually a man if it's a transgender that has committed a crime. So I think it does. I think it leaves the police open to charges there. So it'd be interesting to see whether that actually happens, because if it does, I mean, then that might set a precedent to say, well, it's fine to encourage people to be polite and just out of courtesy to refer to somebody as whatever gender that they are presenting as, but it's not on to force them to do so by law, because you end up with situations like this where you have women that are being blamed for rape as if 436 women have actually carried out rapes when it wasn't actually women at all. It was men. So there are all sorts of situations that are now coming up as a result of this idea that we have to reaffirm people's gender that weren't foreseen before. But clearly you can see that there's going to be a lot of confusion if you're going to start telling people that men can just change into women. Well, we have another news story here, and it's not really about transgenders. It's about a new one. I haven't heard of this one before. I've heard of the idea, but I haven't heard it actually called this. A metropolitan police officer has become the first bi-gender officer in Britain. What an individual he is. He's one of a kind. I bet he must be really proud of that. What does bigender mean then? We know what transgender means. It means transforming from one gender into another. So what could bigender mean? Because we only have two genders anyway, don't we? It comes after Scotland Yard launched a diversity initiative encouraging officers to be themselves at work. Obviously, be themselves at work, promoting lesbian, gay, bi and transsexual, of course, not encouraging officers to be themselves at work if they're proud of being white or proud of being British or associate with their ethnicity or are interested in their heritage. We don't want that, of course. We don't want any patriots to be working for the state any longer. The officer now has two warrant cards, one in their male name and the other in their female name, and they can report for work in either a male or female uniform. Imagine how disconcerting this must be to see this person on the beat. One day he's walking about in a male uniform, and the next day he's walking about in a female uniform. I mean, I would suggest that this person, I mean, I don't really know whether to refer to them as male or female, this person is an attention seeker. And they've got some kind of narcissism where they want people to be looking at them. And of course, they could then have a go at somebody for not affirming their gender, couldn't they? Depending on what gender they have chosen to present themselves as that day. And this is what people have been joking about for years now, that because of these laws, it means that somebody could just pick or choose what gender they wish to present themselves as, depending on how they feel that day. And now we actually have people doing that and claiming that it's a serious thing. It's a new sexuality, that this bigender, and there obviously isn't very many of them, because this is the only bigender police officer in Britain. I guess they will say that that's because the police force is so oppressive to gender confused people that the rest of them just haven't come out yet. And this is the logic we get. This is why we're told that there's this big increase in transgenderism at schools. Gender dysphoria is because all these people were being oppressed before. It's not because people were being oppressed before, it's because it's being promoted now. That's the reason for it. That's the reason why this Metropolitan Police officer came out as bigender, because he knows that he's going to get a pat on the back for that. He knows that he's probably going to get a promotion for that. And he's already got news stories about him now saying what a great achievement it is to be bigender. The announcement to the rest of the Met's 40,000 plus staff was made on an internal message board, The Sun reported. In it, the officer, named as either Callum or Abby, I mean, that's not very easy either, is it? You got to remember that this guy has a different name each time that you see him, depending on what he is wearing. I mean, this must be quite a bizarre experience if he arrests somebody and the arresting officer is male, and then when he's being interviewed, the arresting officer is female and claims to be the same person. The officer spoke of their experiences turning up to work as a woman after 13 years working as a male police officer. So originally they're male. They said, "The first time I walked into a Met building as Abby, I was hyperventilating so much I almost passed out. I've done it a handful of times since and felt so happy that I got to be me at work. Abby is a part of me that exists, and I want that part to be recognised and validated." I mean, it almost sounds like split personality here, doesn't it? It sounds like schizophrenia, like some repressed memory that is there. I mean, it really just shows some confusion. There was a time when we used to read about police officers being courageous and stopping crimes and investigating crimes, really technical ones that are very hard to solve. And now we have news stories talking about the courage involved in putting on a pair of women's knickers and going into work. He said, "I'm still me, I'm still the same person, whether I'm presenting as Callum or Abby. It's the same dice. You're just looking at a different number." So it's the same person. I don't think he's looking at any surgery here or anything like that. He just likes dressing up in the opposite gender's clothes sometimes when he goes into work. Bigender is not the same as transgender, which involves transitioning from one gender to another and can involve surgery. So really, I guess that he just likes dressing up. Is that what we would have called it years ago? He likes dressing up and he's never grown out of it. This must be quite bizarre for his workmates. And of course, they'll all be on tenterhooks because they will know that they have to be extremely careful what they say around him so they don't get accused of transphobia or biphobia or homophobia or whatever it is that he will be using to try and police people's speech. So there we go. Three unintended consequences of transgenderism, or possibly intended circumstances for those involved in promoting this that seek to weaken us as a nation. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.